Early loggers looked at redwood trees and saw acres of lumber. But Greg Giusti, the UC Cooperative Extension Forestry Advisor in Lakeport, says they soon found that wood from those giant trees had some special properties beyond sheer volume and a beautiful grain.
Old growth heartwood is highly resistant to termites, is highly resistant to beetles, is highly resistant to rot.
They are also fire resistant to a degree. But second generation redwoods, it turns out, are different.
Newer, younger wood does not have those same characteristics. And unfortunately, second growth redwood lumber has lost market share to many of the composites that are now on the market for decking fence materials.
So researchers have been trying to identify and isolate the factors that give old growth redwood those resistances. So far, Giusti says, without much luck.
Even if you could extract the material that makes redwood resistant to diseases and pests, transferring that resistance to either younger trees or to other species of woods would either involve genetic engineering or perhaps figuring out some way to inject this material into woods in a form of wood treatment.
More recently, another fundamental characteristic of coast redwoods has been drawing attention: their longevity. As Giusti notes, a lifespan of hundreds or thousands of years means each tree represents a large living unit of carbon sequestration.
The ability of all trees to absorb carbon and hold it in wood is certainly something that's getting a lot of attention these days. Even the new forest protocols for California recognize that. When you talk about redwoods in their natural range, their ability to grow so quickly, they're a natural fit for sucking carbon out of the air.
Redwoods also grow rapidly, at least in favorable habitats, another attribute that makes them attractive sequestration vehicles. And there's at least one company that's now creating and marketing cloned redwood seedlings for that purpose. In their native environment, redwoods pass their traits between generations naturally, as the root systems of old trees send up new shoots in a form of organic cloning. But Giusti reports that attempts to duplicate or manipulate that process in the lab have also proven frustrating.
When cloning, if there are particular features that you like in a particular tree, you get the exact makeup of that tree. So if you wanted to have a tree that grew quickly to absorb carbon, you would have the ability to go out and find examples of trees that are already doing that and clone that. I think you always have to be aware in cloning that you may be selecting for a specific trait, but you may be also ignoring other traits that allow the longevity of that tree or the form of that tree or something else.
That runs counter to efforts to propagate coast redwoods more widely, particularly in a time of climate change, which, as Giusti notes, is a trend that has been moving to the big tree's disadvantage for centuries now.
5 million years ago, for example, Sequoia affinis was found in Montana and in the central part of the country. And so what's happened is Sequoia has retracted itself and is literally clinging to the edge of the continent.
It takes the water captured from coastal fog to keep the far upper heights of the trees moist and nourished. That may restrict their carbon capturing benefits to those same narrow climatic zones that are themselves at risk from global warming. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.